Good morning to you, our listeners, here and there. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. It is prayer time in the city and surrounding counties. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. And for this, we give you glory. We tell you thank you, Father, because you kept us clothed in our right minds. And Father, for this, we tell you thank you. We tell you thank you, Father, because when we look back over our lives, God, we see where you brought us from. God, we see how you kept our bodies healed. Father, we see how you healed our bodies from time to time. Father, we see how your hand was a protector around our lives. And Father, for that, we tell you thank you. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts of the listeners on today. Oh, God, that you would illuminate their spirit on today. Oh, God, that you will move in their hearts on today. Oh, Father, if there's a backslider listening to this broadcast on this day, God, I ask now that you draw them back, that you bring them back to the foot of the cross. And Father, we give your name the glory. We tell you thank you. Now, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Today, we're going to the book of Acts, Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8 will be our focus scripture that we'll really be coming from. But I want to start at Acts 4. Let's go to Acts 1 and 4. We started at Acts 1 and 4, and the Bible reads, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And we'll take that one scripture, Acts 1 and 8. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." When we think of that, and the thought I want to leave with you on today is power for life. Power for life. Here, when I look at this scripture, we see where Jesus said, those who receive the Holy Ghost receive power. Power for living. Power to witness. Power to pray. And power to perform miracles. What it amounts to is power to be like Jesus in this world. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God. Power to live. Power. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And I speak to the church today. Paul picked it up and said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is power for life. There's power to live for Jesus. So many people struggle in their Christian walk. Part of them want to be a consistent Christian. They want to live a consistent Christian life and live godly in Christ. But another part of them keeps them from being successful in doing so. So in that comes a struggle. And you will find that in Romans 7:15. When Paul says, I do not understand what I do, and that's in the NIV, for what I want to do, I do not, but what I hate, I do. Then he goes on to say, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. So the 19th verse says in the NIV, this is Paul talking in Romans 7, starting at the 15th verse. He says, for what I do is not the good I want to do. So I want to say to you that when you receive the Holy Ghost, you will have power for life. You will have power to live for Jesus. Paul had a struggle here in Romans 7, starting at the 15th verse. Paul says, what I wanted to do good, evil was always before me. He said, when I wanted and I desired to do good, instead of doing good, I did the opposite. So Paul said, oh, wretched man am I. Who can deliver me from this bondage? Who can deliver me from where he was at the time? But this was Paul begin to talk, and he was struggling with the things that he knew to do good, but he couldn't do good. But then if you notice in the 8th chapter of Romans, Paul came back and said, now there is now no condemnation to them who walk after the Spirit and not of the flesh. But the Bible says, Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. When you receive power, it gives you power to live for Jesus. The struggle is gone when you receive the Holy Ghost. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit that comes in and he dwells with you. He lives with you. He's called the Kleritetes in one chapter because he's called alongside to help. He is our helper. So here, Acts, the book of Acts 1:8 says, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You will have power for living. You will have power to not only live right, but you'll have power to be a witness. And you will, when you are a witness, you will go from place to place and city to city telling of the goodness of Jesus. When he said that ye shall receive power, after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then the book of Acts says, and ye shall be my witnesses. And actually, this was Jesus was speaking. And he was telling his disciples that this, when they receive this power, they would be witnesses. They would have power for living. And not only would they have power for living, but they also have power to witness. And he said, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world. When we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not only will you have power to live for Jesus, not only will you have power to live right, and it won't be a struggle because now the Holy Ghost has made his abode inside of you. He lives in you. So the struggle is gone for living right. Because you'll want to. When the Holy Ghost comes into your life and he comes in and make his abode and you allow him to come in and he comes in and he sup with you, he will be there. He's that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He gives you the power to live right. He gives you the power to witness. You won't be ashamed to get out on the street corner and tell a dying world what Jesus has done for you. Why? Because you will have the power to do so. When the Holy Ghost comes in Acts 1:8, when the Bible says, and ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and until the uttermost parts of the world. You will also have power to pray. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Romans 8:26, we do not know what to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. You will have power to pray. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And you'll find that in James 5:17b. Many Christians struggle in their prayer life. They find it really difficult spending any quality time praying. They prayed their whole prayer within the first few minutes, and they feel defeated and miserable for not being able to pray long. They don't know what else to say. And sometimes people say, well, I just don't know what else to say. But when you have prayed out of yourself, then you begin to pray in the Spirit. That makes the difference. Paul said in one chapter, he said, I pray in the Spirit and I pray in my own language. He says, but when the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit comes in, he will pray for us. He utters things that we don't know. Our mind cannot understand the prayer that the Spirit of God prays through us and what he prays for. But we go back to Acts. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You will have power for living. You will have power to witness. You will have power to pray. And all the time, we don't know what to pray for. Sometimes, and there's a scripture that says, in moaning and groaning, when the Spirit of God begins to groan within us, we with our earthly minds and our earthly intellect, we can understand what the Spirit is saying. But God knows the mind of the Spirit. The Spirit knows the mind of God. So he prays to God the Father without our understanding what he's doing. And if you notice, it won't be long before you see results. That's the difference. When the Spirit of God, he that was sent, when the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit comes in and makes his abode within you, and you begin to pray through a situation that you don't know the answer to. Many times, once you pray and you allow him to pray through you and through you at that particular time, you will get the answer. You will have the answer to what you're praying for. So our lesson today is power for life. Acts 1:8, and ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I thank God for you, and thank God for you, the listening audience. And I thank God for you tuning in each and every Sunday. And to all of you out there, I say blessings unto you. May the Lord shine upon you. and may the Lord smile upon you. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.